Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, it's the RMA Group Auction featuring woodworking equipment, welding equipment, hand tools, wood inventory, and more. Auction is open right now at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Sasquatch and Wildcard Casinos up in Blackhawk always have great promotions. This is the latest. They're giving away $32,000 towards the purchase of a recreational vehicle from an authorized Colorado dealer, or a little over $22,000 in cash instead. That's going to be Mother's Day weekend on May 12th. Get finalist entries every half hour from 10 a.m. until midnight during their daily cash drawings. And all daily cash drawings that don't get picked are eligible for a second chance drawing that can turn into $7,000. Sasquatch from Wildcard Casino is a family-owned casino that treats you like family. Good morning. How are you?
Top of the morning. How are you doing today?
In less than 24 hours, we could be talking about the Nuggets leading the Western Conference, the Avalanche leading the Western Conference, and the Colorado State Rams moving on into officially the NCAA tournament. Today is quite a day. It starts at 6, then the next game starts at 7, then the next game starts at 8. This is a sportsgasm.
Yeah, it's really a great, Alex and I were just chatting about this. It's really a great start to your sports week. See you tomorrow kind of as the lone wolf. And then after that, what do you choose from every single day and evening? It's going to be fun. I'm going to be locked into the Nuggets in Minnesota probably tonight. That will be my top priority with the Avs in St. Louis following close behind. And obviously I'll be in on the CSU game as well. But for me, the Nuggets and the Avs surging towards the top of their respective conferences in almost mirror fashion has been a remarkable story. The tail of the tape for those two franchises all season long have been almost identical. It's been remarkable. And here they are now down the season stretch with about 13, 15 games left in very similar situations. So that has been fascinating to me.
The Avs have been a little bit more up and down.
Yep.
I think they've been fortified at the trade deadline. The turn of the All-Star break really launched the Nuggets. Both of them, and I use this phrase all the time, they're like Seabiscuit. They're just hanging around a little bit behind, and then boom, we're going to hit the final turn, and boom, they are streaking towards that finish line. That's what both of these teams look like right now. Time now for the lead.
The lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Nuggets against Minnesota tonight, and I'm sure most sports fans, not all sports fans, specifically if you have some sort of social media, saw Anthony Edwards dunk last night.
Yeah.
Which was pretty spectacular.
He's a fantastic player.
Isn't he?
He's one of those appointment viewing guys. There's maybe, about five of them or six of them in the NBA?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys, has ascended to that level. Just a hellacious player.
Here's the funny thing. So they beat Utah for the second straight game. This is going to be Minnesota's third game in four nights. But, you know, you brought something up that was really interesting that just piqued my attention. Ant-Man one of the most interesting guys to watch appointment viewing, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to watch this guy play because you think something special can happen.
Agreed.
Who's better, him or Jokic? I know the answer, but just answer it just for fun.
Well, Jokic.
So why would you rather watch Jokic?
I didn't say I wouldn't.
Who would you rather watch?
Jokic.
Really?
Well, yeah.
You'd no, in a game.
Yes, Jokic. You're not, and go ahead, make your argument. I mean,
who's more Jokic?
I don't care.
Jokic is the best
exciting,
player.
Exciting is 20 seconds of gratification. I get 48 minutes like of gratification for Nikola Jokic. That's the end of the conversation.
I think Ant-Man is a little bit more than 20 seconds of gratification.
Well,
he's a pretty spectacular player. So if you're wondering why Jokic doesn't get all that love, look at Anthony Edwards. He's exciting. You can't keep your eyes off of him. And that's why Jokic doesn't get the same amount of love.
No, I disagree. I think Jokic is
nationally.
I think Jokic is getting to that point because you have to have an appreciation. If you live your life in Sports Center top tens, and yes, you are always going to find someone more quote unquote interesting than Nikola Jokic. If you have a deep love for the game of basketball, understand the game of basketball to a level beyond playground mentality, then you're going to appreciate 15 every night that he's out there.
I'm saying not you. I'm saying nationally. I will go back to the 1980s, or I will go to the 1990s when you used to watch the UNLV Running Rebels under Jerry Tarkanian.
Grandmama.
Oh, man. Those teams ran the ball and down the floor. But I suppose if you really wanted to watch basketball, technically sound basketball, a motion offense where the right pass is always made, I don't know. Go watch Bob Knight's Indiana Hoosiers.
Huh?
Go watch Duke under Mike Krzyzewski.
Well, they all had some pretty good success.
They did, but it's a different type. What you would see, you wouldn't see, now this is back when I went to college.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see Indiana in theory on Sports Center a lot because they didn't have stars and it was a lot of motion offense. It was clean, fundamentally sound basketball. For some people, that's just not exciting enough. But when you see a guy jumping out of the gym, man, gotta watch him. And I think that's the difference between Jokic and so many other of these young players, like a Ja Morant, like an Ant-Man, like a SGA, guys like that. They're exciting to watch, and that's why they tend to get more publicity and tend to get more attention than Jokic.
Well, Jokic is about to be the MVP for the third time in 4 years.
Again?
So, I mean, that's national respect.
Again, I'm not debating it. You are more of a basketball purist.
Yes.
I'm talking about for the everyday guy who doesn't really want to watch a slow, lumbering white guy.
Absolutely.
Make the right pass every time.
If you've got attention deficit disorder, then you can just enjoy the 30-second clips.
You know what? You are probably the wrong market for this.
I am probably the wrong one. Yes.
Because you are old school 65-year-old guy.
Well, okay.
Well, you are.
But I like an exciting player as much as the next guy. I really do.
Okay. But Alex, you're the young guy. Who would you, if you could watch one game, let's say you weren't in Denver, clearly you have a bias towards Nikola Jokic.
Well, you're setting this up nicely. Keep going.
As a young guy, what are you, in your 30s?
29.
I didn't mean to age you.
Wow.
Okay.
You're already deficit.
Actually, you are the perfect age. Uh-huh. For any woman over the age of 40, I don't know how many times she's been 29 again. But I digress.
Well done.
People your age, not you people, but guys your age, who would you rather watch, generally speaking? Would you rather watch Ant-Man or the Joker?
If I had no bias involved, right. I would probably say the highlight reel, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
But
I get it.
Yeah. For me, I'd rather watch Jokic.
That's not even close.
Because we're sitting here in Denver.
Yes.
basketball purists love to watch Jokic because his IQ is so high.
It's, I'll be honest with you.
Lie to me.
The whole thing about high-flying, this, that, and the other things, frankly, it's always cool when you see it, but we've seen it before. I mean, I present to you Dr. J. I present to you Dominique Wilkins. I present to you those types of players that have given us those moments over the years.
Yep.
Jokic is exciting in a different kind of way because he will make a pass that you've never seen before.
That's 1,000% not true. Because Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and Jason Kidd.
Not from where he makes passes.
What, because he can throw the ball 80 feet down the floor?
Oh, is that worth something when on the other end it's a dunk for a basket?
Are you suggesting Nikola Jokic, forget about size, is the greatest passer of all time? Because that's where you're going to. If he makes passes that no one else can do,
from his position, he makes passes that we have never seen before.
You're right.
First of all, he's playing a position that's never been played before.
Correct.
So I don't know how much cutting edge I have to be on my argument. He's playing a position that's never been played before by anyone. So anything he does from that position is something that has never been done before because no one's played the position the way that he's done it before. So, yeah, look, I love me Michael Jordan taking off from the free throw line and dunking as much as the next guy. I love it all. It's great. Nikola Jokic, to me, and I have felt this really since for the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm still watching him, by the way, probably about 60 times a year. That's a lot of basketball that I watch Nikola Jokic, and I'm still seeing things that I've never seen before. So that's my case. I'm not going to try to change anyone else's mind. That's just the way I feel.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with what I'm about to say, because I say it about myself all the time. There's nothing wrong with being on your own island.
Sure.
But there are people on that island with you, so you're not on your own island. But it's a very small island. Mm-hmm. People would rather watch the high-flying guy. And oh, by the way, Anthony Edwards, I think it's disrespectful to compare him to Dominique Wilkins. And honestly, Dr. J. They're different types of players. Maybe not Dr. J. Anthony Edwards scores, and he scores a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What did he put up, like 34 last night without Towns?
Well, that's why he's scoring 34.
Without Gobert.
Yeah.
But he's carrying his team.
No question.
Right now.
The discussion has nothing to do with the type of player that he is.
Right.
He's unbelievable. He's electrifying. He's 22 years old or whatever the hell
but
he is.
But he's more than just a highlight reel. That's what I'm saying.
I totally agree.
He's far more than that.
I mean,
he's a great scorer. He's a really good shooter, too.
Yeah. Check. I agree with all of it.
Yeah.
That wasn't, to me, the discussion. The discussion, you asked me, who would I rather watch? Night in and night out, I would rather watch Nikola Jokic. It's, for me, fairly simple.
Well, okay.
But I mean, but I appreciate the fact that most people won't sit down and watch a game for 48 minutes. I mean, this is the attention, you know, this is how we pay attention to things. It's background. And so when you get these great moments of punctuation, these exclamation marks, it's easier to stop, take a moment, appreciate. Damn, I saw that. Jokic is an acquired taste. He is an appreciation developed over time. That's all. It's just a different way of looking at things.
Coming up after the break, fair to say, for tonight's game, no excuses. 3 games in 4 nights for the Timberwolves. Karl-Anthony Towns is out. Don't know if Gobert is going to play. Also, how do you think they bounce back? after a game in which, honestly, they got manhandled on the boards. Something else to consider as well. There haven't been every game since the All-Star break hasn't had a playoff feel. But will tonight. Will tonight, with no Towns and possibly no Gobert. That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, it's the RMA Group Auction, featuring woodworking equipment, welding equipment, hand tools, wood inventory, genie lift, rough terrain, forklift, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications. But upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
I think it is fair to say that the Nuggets have a huge advantage going into this matchup against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They basically spent, talking about the Timberwolves, the entire weekend in Utah, in Salt Lake City, which, from what I understand, is a lot of fun. Although they're not going skiing, so I don't know what else
they're doing. I mean, I was going to say, you got to be creative, a little more creative there, but
right. Yeah.
Or Park City's not bad, though.
For the demographic of today's NBA basketball, I can't imagine any NBA team is saying, ooh, I'm hoping to spend a weekend in Salt Lake City. They probably spent time in their, a lot of time in their hotel room watching movies for more mature audiences. But I digress. With that, they come to town playing three games in four nights. Last night, they played in Utah. They won both games in Utah, but here they come. Rudy Gobert, for lack of a better phrase, was a game-time decision. He did warm up. Don't know if Rudy's going to play tonight. Nuggets coming off a loss against Dallas, a game in which, in terms of effort on the boards, didn't look like it was there. I don't know what the point spread is, but you would think that the Nuggets should run these guys out of the gym.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Minnesota is real.
Yes, they are.
And they've proven that over an extended period of time. When you've won 47 games and you've played, what is it, 68 I mean, that speaks for itself.
They're an excellent defensive team, but they're not the same defensive team
without
Gobert.
Yeah, without question.
And then they lose offense without Karl Anthony Towns.
Right. Absolutely.
This is a game that, honestly, the Nuggets have no business losing, despite the fact Minnesota is an excellent basketball team.
Yeah.
Three games in four nights.
And they're Ant-Man-centric. He's going to be the volume shooter.
Yeah.
And he should be. He should be. So you got to figure out a way to send different guys at him at different way in different times. But yeah, this is a game to me that should have the full attention. Well, it will have the full attention of both teams. The Timberwolves have played a lot of basketball here in the last 4 days. So, you know, you always wonder about their legs a little bit. That's a real thing, too, playing those back-to-backs and stuff. But I would imagine adrenaline probably takes over because of something that you very accurately pointed out in the tease. I think that this will be a playoff atmosphere.
I do, too.
I really do. I think, you know, it's not often that you get them during the regular season, but this, I think, will be one. Minnesota is on the come. This is a comp game for the fan base, at the very least, of, you know, hey, we're playing the defending champions. This is the first of three games that they face each other down the stretch. So they're meaningful from a standpoint of psychologically, how do you match up with these teams, with this team? Not to mention, how are you going to be in the standings? I think it's a very real and important goal for the Nuggets to continue to chase home court advantage.
They need to win this game for this reason alone, tiebreak. They've already lost to Oklahoma City.
Yes, you're
right. This is going to be their best chance to get a win against Minnesota. Karl Anthony Towns, I don't think, will be back until the very end of the season, if that, or into the playoffs.
Right.
I don't know when Rudy Gobert is going to be back. I don't know if he's going to be back tonight or if he's going to play in the other two games. This is your best chance to notch a win for that tiebreak. With that, we've had this conversation when it comes to a bunch of different sports. But if you had your choice, do you wish that Timberwolves were fully loaded up tonight? Karl Anthony Towns is playing. Rudy Gobert is playing.
No, I don't care. I just want to beat him.
Oh. You don't want to see them at full strength and the Nuggets at full strength? I would.
Well, I mean, I don't need to. Would I prefer it? Yeah.
Yep.
But it does. But to me, this is a regular season game with what, 14 left, 15 left. I just want them to win. I just want the Nuggets to get a win.
I want them to win too, for obvious reasons. It makes our show better. It's more exciting.
Well, I mean, it's better for them. I want to see them notch out a foothold at the top of this conference. And I think it's going to happen because Oklahoma City's got a difficult run down the season stretch. They're playing some games now that are not necessarily, you know, you got to play your best, but they're going to be very quickly. They've got another trip through the East.
Got a lot of road games.
A lot of road games, and the Nuggets don't.
Right.
So that's kind of.
It seems like every game they're playing is at home.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
No, you're right. So I will leave the mano a mano, strength on strength, everybody healthy stuff for the playoffs right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting my ducks in a row
good.
Right
Do you
now.
Want to see Minnesota fully healthy in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? I thought it's all about a win. You're a better chance to win without Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, we're talking about the difference between playing in the playoffs where it's an elevated level of basketball anyway, because there's just more energy, more focus, there's more on the line. It's a win or go home mentality. I love seeing the height of, I like to see teams at their best competing. But at this point, I don't care if Rudy Gobert is playing tonight. That doesn't make it a better game for me. The better game for me with some form of rooting interest and not as much as a regular fan would be for the Nuggets to win. I want to see the Nuggets get home court advantage. That's my deal for the regular season. There is no comparing games in the regular season to games in the postseason.
So if the Nuggets win tonight, they will be tied with Oklahoma City for the top spot in the Western Conference, but they'll be behind because they don't have the tie break.
Right.
As for the Avalanche, we'll talk more about them in the second hour of the show. They have a chance to take over the top spot in the Western Conference.
Unreal.
So, beat St. Louis, Vancouver, regulation loss against Buffalo, Winnipeg, loss against the Rangers, and bang, just like that. The Avalanche, who have been streaking since the trade deadline, are now on top of the Western Conference.
It is another level of remarkable that this team, with the issues that they've had and the inconsistency that they have been defined by, and it's relative inconsistency, I think we can agree this is still a really good hockey team,
yep.
But in a relative sense, they have not been as consistent as you would hope or like.
This is the first time they've truly been healthy all year.
No question. And the additions are making a difference. By the way, Georgie, in his last six starts, 5-1 with a 9.25. This guy's been at 8.99, 8.98.
What's his goals against average?
I don't know.
So you're talking about a save percentage.
A save percentage. Yeah, save percentage is 9.25.
It's pretty good. Listen to you, Mr. Hockey. Before we started doing a show together on the radio, would you have even bothered looking at a save percentage?
Well, I mean, would I have bothered? Yes. I give you great credit for...
Oh, stop that.
No. For when I have... First of all, you're a good person to go to when I have questions about hockey.
It's funny because nobody else thinks I know anything about hockey.
2.83.
Wait, that's not really that good.
That's 2.83 for the season?
For the season?
Yeah, for the season.
But what's he done recently?
No, I'm talking about the last six games. Check the last six. He's only given up, I think he's given up 12 or 13 goals in the last six games. Something like that. So he's around two, right at two.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad, right? Yeah. You know, it's funny. I grew up, I was born, 32nd tangent, sorry. I was born on the East Coast in Massachusetts. My dad was the captain of the hockey team at Dartmouth. So he played at a high level in the Ivy League.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And, but we moved before all of that could take hold. I was basically born on skates, but we...
That must have been uncomfortable for your mother.
Well, I know. I hear you. But we moved to the West Coast.
You did your own C-section.
Mm. Nice. We moved to the West
Coast.
Don't
even bother, Alex. You're too late.
And there was no hockey at all.
In Wichita, Kansas?
No, I didn't live in Wichita.
Wait, where'd
you lived live? In Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and, you know, they had the Seattle Totems in the old Western Hockey League at that point, but we didn't pay much attention to that.
Right.
So there was no hockey whatsoever. Right. And I grew up playing all of the meat and potato games, football, baseball, you know, all of these things. So I never circled back to an appreciation for the game of hockey. This, yeah, being here in Denver, the Avs being as beyond relevant as they are, and then being able to pick your brain has helped me tremendously.
You're very kind.
But I'm an analytical person.
Yes.
So I pay attention to things. And even though hockey's not my first naturally born interest, I got it.
Coming up after the break, what team is Virginia going to be facing tonight? The Colorado State team that beat Creighton?
Mm.
Or the team that finished 5-5 over its last 10 games.
Mm.
That's next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman today. It's the RMA Group Auction featuring woodworking equipment, welding equipment, hand tools, wood inventory, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
When Colorado plays Boise State tomorrow, to me the narrative will be talent versus NCAA experience.
Okay.
Which will win out? In tonight's game, I look at it as which CSU team will show up. Will it be the team that finished 5-5 to end the regular season, or will we see the Rams team that blew its way through its non-conference schedule, which was pretty good?
Yeah, it was.
Which was pretty tough.
Yep.
Okay. Got them high up in the rankings, but now the Rams, and you can make the case rightfully so to an extent. Listen, when the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee seeds teams, they look heavily at how you finish the season. Let's just call it like it is.
Sure.
That's why they are sitting where they are, talking about the Rams. They have a huge chip on their shoulder. They have a can of Pringles on their shoulder. With that, how much do you think that can carry them, specifically with Isaiah Stevens, who is going to be the best player on the floor?
It's a great question. A lot of this game, to me, is about the pace that Virginia plays with. They are unique in that they are a defensive team first, and they will make you guard on long possessions on the other end. So in other words, your possessions are long and hardworking. Baskets come at a premium against Virginia. So who can dictate the pace? Colorado State wants to play at a high rate. Virginia does not want to play at a high rate.
And usually teams that like to slow down the pace usually control the tempo.
That's exactly right. That for whatever reason.
But also in the NCAA tournament, for those who have covered it long enough and follow it long enough, great guard play tends to advance.
Yes, no question. And I would agree with Isaiah Stevens. I think he is probably the best player on the floor in this game, needs to play like it. Colorado State's interesting, and I will leave it to you,
me,
the listener,
oh,
to decide how big of a deal this is. But like 8 of their 10 losses are to tournament teams. Now, they're playing in the Mountain West that has 6 teams playing in the NCAA tournament. They were the 7th seed. How good is the Mountain West? I don't know if I know the answer to that.
Right.
But we're fixing to find out.
When I used to do NCAA tournament pools, I would side heavily with the best conference.
And with good cause.
Right.
I mean, here's my deal on the Mountain West. You will be able to throw out San Diego State to me. And you are absolutely right. They made it to the national final last year.
Right.
That's a Mountain West team. Right. But you might want to go back and look at how the rest of the Mountain West did and go look at the last 4 or 5 years. The Mountain West has not had a great run in the NCAA tournament. A lot of one and dones.
Yep.
I'm not saying that's the way it's going to be this year. I'm not saying it has anything to do with how you look at this game. Colorado State's a 2.5-point favorite. I'm fine with that.
Right.
I think it's going to be a very interesting game stylistically. I hope it's going to be an interesting game. And I hope that Colorado State can somehow force the tempo. Because I think if they can play with pace, they can win this basketball game.
The one thing that concerns me, although when you have a great player despite a lack of height,
mm-hmm.
Virginia can throw a bunch of big guards at you.
And that's why, and this is to your point, you don't even have to tell me anything about, here's what I can tell you about Virginia without even looking.
Right.
They're big, they're long, they've got some athletes. You don't play in the ACC without guys who can play at a certain level. And the ACC, in a relative sense, may be down a little bit.
Right.
Okay, fine. I hear you. But they still have certain types of athletes year in and year out. They will have better athletes than Colorado State. Will they have better basketball players?
I'm looking at this for the first time. Full disclosure here. How many guys on Virginia this season averaged more than 15 points a game? If you had to guess.
Three.
15 points a game?
Yeah.
None. Yeah, none.
How many guys?
Just because of the style of the basketball they play.
How many guys averaged double digits scoring for Virginia this season?
I'm going to go with two.
Two.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, right.
Their leading scorer, Reese Beekman, 14 points a game. Second leading scorer, Isaiah McNeely, 12.5 points a game. Their third leading scorer, Ryan Dunn, averaged 8 points a game.
Watch how long possessions are in this game tonight for Virginia.
Wow.
They will possess the ball and then they'll wait for a good shot late in the clock. That's the way they like to play.
Right.
They extend you, and they make you work on the defensive end.
They're sure as hell not going to beat you inside.
No. I'll
tell you that.
Mm-mm.
Because their fourth leading scorer, Jacob Groves, a forward, is averaging 7.5 points a game.
Yeah.
If there was no shot clock.
You wouldn't want to watch this game.
No.
No. Absolutely. No.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Rockies are discussing a contract extension with Buddy Black, and following his retirement, we'll dive into where Aaron Donald ranks among the best defensive players of all time. That's all next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
We have some breaking news that we need to get to. This, according to the Denver Post, Red Rocks sells more White Claw than anywhere in the United States. It's very exciting to know. I've never even had a White Claw.
I don't even know what it is. Is it a cider?
It's a hard seltzer.
A hard seltzer?
Yeah, it's real popular with the young people these days.
With the ladies or just?
Both.
Really?
Is that
the
right?
Ladies, I'd say the ladies especially. But the guys love them some claws as well.
Man.
Well, I mean, I've never tried it, so I'm not going to.
Guys, have
it.
A whiskey. Don't be drinking liquor out of a can.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference between old guys like us.
It is.
And millennials.
It's kind of a man card moment. You really kind of need to check yourself a little bit.
Isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
If you're going to drink anything out of a can, it better be a damn cold beer.
Right.
You know?
I mean, we're having our get off my lawn moment
here. I'm sorry. I will back off now because I recognize that I sound like grumpy old man.
White Claw. Hey, can you pop me a White Claw?
When, so I remember the first time taking, when the younger kids.
Did you get a Zima?
To Europe. No, I didn't get a Zima. but Jake in his growing maturity decided that he was going to have cider. I'm like, Jesus, are you kidding me? We're in Germany.
Right.
We're drinking beer, for God's sakes. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Stop it with the cider.
Yeah.
But we've gotten to a full point of maturity now.
So. I don't drink cappuccino at all or espresso, but when I go to Europe, I do.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
It's a different world there, right? I mean, when you have an espresso there, it's real.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed if you would like. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman today. RMA Group is featuring woodworking equipment, welding equipment, hand tools, wood inventory, and more. Auction is open right now at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, the Rockies are reportedly discussing a contract extension with manager Bud Black as he enters the final season of his current deal. It's not clear if they can get a deal done before the season starts, but indications are there's definitely a desire to stay together. Buddy Black has been the Rockies skipper since 2017. He has an overall record of 476-556.
What's that winning percentage?
It's about just over 400. Two playoff appearances his first 2 years as the manager. How do you evaluate Bud Black? It seems like if they win, he'll be praised, but if they lose, it's kind of what everyone expected.
Well, yeah, I mean, the manager of whomever it is of the Rockies makes virtually no difference at this point. None.
We both like Bud Black
a lot. Oh, my God.
Great guy.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Not like... He's one of my favorites, and I'm old.
Who would really want this job? And I understand they're only 30.
You know,
Bud Black is the fourth winningest manager in Rockies history.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't know that, but
that's like being the skinniest kid at fat camp.
Well, you got it. You know, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing about Buddy. He understands what the franchise is looking for. We can debate that, certainly. I think that he manages young players well. And from the standpoint of where the franchise is right now, I just don't have no problem with him. He's more of a shepherd.
I don't think Dick knows who to call if he lets go of Buddy. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Are there other guys that can do this?
Wait a minute. They do have a AAA manager. They can just promote him.
Yeah.
Kind of like they promoted Jeff Breidich. And we know how well that worked out.
And by the way, managers in baseball right now, maybe in this era, maybe as unimportant as they've ever been in terms of winning and losing. Everything. So much is done now with metrics, advanced metrics, plug and play, and all of these things, which is fine. I have no problem with that because there's great use for that, period. Bud Black has to have some players to get his full value as a manager assessed. They don't have them yet.
All right, just in case you missed it, we didn't get to this yesterday, but some noteworthy NFL news over the weekend as Aaron Donald decided to retire after playing a decade in the league. Donald, who is 32, was a three-time defensive player of the year, eight-time first-team All-Pro, and a 10-time Pro Bowl selection, and the 2014 Defensive Rookie of the Year. He also won the Super Bowl with the Rams in 2021. Where would you rank Aaron Donald among the greatest defensive players of all time?
He was a game wrecker, total game wrecker, and he was a game wrecker in all 10 years that he played. He's going out very much like Jim Brown or Barry Sanders. In fact, both of them played 10 years. So, I mean, and that's where he is. He's a guy that just basically you had to always account for, and you always had to use basically two guys. So your game plan going in immediately meant that you had to use two guys on him to neutralize him. That's about as good as it gets before you even make a tackle for a loss or a sack. You're having to be attended to all the time. That was the magic to me of Aaron Donald. I mean, I think he's only top 40 or so in sacks. I mean, he still has well over 100, but he's not like top 20 all-time in sacks. What he was a disruptor. Check his tackles for loss, for instance, and things of that nature.
The greatest defensive player I've ever seen is not Lawrence Taylor.
Bruce Smith?
No.
No?
I'm going to go the Terrell Davis route.
Mm-hmm.
In a short window, the greatest defensive player of all time in a short window over the course of 4 years is J.J. Watt.
Okay.
And all you have to do is look at his numbers, which are beyond breathtaking. From 2012 to 2015, 20.5 sacks, 10.5 sacks, 20.5 sacks, 17.5 sacks. I'll go in that same order. Forced fumbles, 4-4-4-3. Fumble recoveries, 2-2-5-1. That guy wrecked games anywhere you put him on the defensive line. That four-year stretch, sorry, Aaron Donald, much better. Not just better, much better. But is J.J. Watt the greatest defensive player of all time? No, you can't claim that he is because he was injured so much.
Yeah.
If you take away his rookie season, and then 2020, he had 6 seasons in which he played 16 games. Every season were double-digit sacks. Every season. And the guy popped the ball loose, jumped on the ball, returned stuff for touchdowns. The guy was unbelievable.
Yeah, no question.
But he was injured all the time, which is unfortunate for him. That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. You want to redesign a kitchen, they have a staff to help you for that. If you want lower pricing, go to their clearance center in Denver. It's called Scratch and Ding. Washer and dryer has a scratch on it. They're going to knock it down hundreds of dollars. Who cares if it has a scratch in it? My clothes are really, really clean because I have a great washer and dryer. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. I'm not really big into getting to everybody's mock drafts, but everybody knows who Mel Kiper Jr. is. And his latest mock draft is out. He has the Broncos taking a guy that a lot of people around here have been talking about. Not trading back, but taking this guy at 12. That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.